If you have your Bible, take and turn to Revelation chapter number 20. Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and them that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, nor in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up in the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them." As we look at this today, and I want you to notice that the Bible speaks of 1,000 years 6 times in these short verses. And I want to preach this morning just a little bit, if God will be my help, on 1,000-year test. 1,000-year test. As we look at this and we can see one of the greatest things that could happen to humanity is taking place here. You say, "Pastor, what is that?" The devil and Satan, the old accuser of the brethren, is the angel of heaven comes down. Amen. Ain't you glad it's this angel from heaven? Amen. Praise God. He comes down and he gets a hold of Satan, that demon, that old serpent, the devil. Amen. It gives his names here, who he is. That's different aspects of who the devil is. And he takes him and he binds him up for 1,000 years. Amen. Not only does he bind him up for 1,000 years, but he takes him and puts him in a bottomless pit, praise God. And not only does he bind him and put him in a pit, but he sets a seal upon him, praise God, so that God will know and nobody can release him until it's time. Amen? So we see this play out here before eyes. And so what God's going to do here, he's bound Satan up. Amen. And in the last days, he's going to bind Satan up. He's going to bind him. He's going to put him in a pit. He's going to seal him up. And then he's going to start a thousand year period of time. Amen. You say, "Pastor Jeff, why would God do this?" Because when it's all said and done, Brother Chris, a man is going to stand before God without any excuse. Amen. We make up all kinds of excuses now for what we do. You know, we sin and we say, "Well, the devil made me do it." Amen. We was talking Sunday school. We give the devil a whole lot more credit than he actually has. See, the devil's not God, number one. Amen. Can I get a witness to that? Amen. The devil is not God. He was anointed cherubim, praise God. He was created of God to be of service to God. But what happened to the devil? He rose up and he saw God. And he saw his goodness and his magnificence and he saw his power and he began to long to be like God. And instead of just wanting to be like God, he began to have the I wills. See, the devil had eye problems. A whole lot of what the world has today, we've got a lot of eye problems. You know, it's I, me. Amen? And so the devil was cast out of heaven. You know what happened? He come, he deceived our forefathers, Adam and Eve. Amen? He beguiled them, beguiled Eve, and she partook of the forbidden fruit, and here we go. Amen. That's got us where we are today. It didn't work out very well. Amen. But he got it. And so now we're dealing with this old deceiver, the brother, accuser of the brother. Amen. He's always accusing somebody. It's amazing to me that when little old young'uns get in trouble, The first thing they'll begin to do is they'll blame it on somebody else. Amen. My brother and sister, they always blamed it on me. I was the middle kid, I guess, so I got blamed for everything. Amen. And part of it was probably my fault. Amen. I admit it. But some of it wasn't. And some of the things that the devil accuses us of, it's not the devil. And some of the things that we accuse him of, it's not him. Because, see, he's not only not God, he's not omnipresent. The devil's demon, hell, they're not omnipresent. They're not everywhere. They can't be everywhere all the time. But if you've got the Lord Jesus Christ, you've been saved, you've been born again, Jesus Christ lives in your heart. And everywhere that you go, he's there. Everywhere you go, there he is. Amen. And the Holy Spirit's there to help you, praise God, to keep you out of trouble. So if the Holy Spirit's there to keep you out of trouble, then what we ought to do is we ought to listen to the devil. Amen? Somebody, you know, George jumped up and said, yes, don't listen to the devil. We ought to be listening to the Lord. We ought to be listening to that Spirit that lives inside us. Amen? So we can't blame Satan for all troubles, for all our sinfulness that we get into. Amen? So what man would say, what we would say is, well, Lord, if you'll just get rid of the devil, if you'll just take him away, you know, get him out of the way, get him where he can't bother us no more. Amen? So in other words, if you'll take him and take the devil and paralyze his power, take his power from him, then he wouldn't have power to influence us and things, life would be a whole lot better. Amen? It would. If you take sinfulness out of us, it'd be a whole lot better too. Amen? He said, if you'd cripple his wicked activity, the wickedness that he bestows upon us to do, or we accuse him of stuff putting upon us to do, said, then we could begin to live the way we ought to. You know, if you'd bind him up and you imprison him, if you'd get him out of the way, then things would be better and we could live for, Lord, we could live for you. We could do right. Amen. We could live a righteous life. Amen. Praise God. If you'd deliver us from, you know, his dominating force, he wants to dominate us. Amen. Have dominion over us. He's the prince of power of this president of the air. Amen. Praise God. All around us, even now. Amen. But he said, if you'll just take that away, if you'll get rid of that, then we could have victory over the devil. Praise God. Amen. So what would be the result of that? Man says, well, if the result of that is said, if we could just get the devil and get him out of the way, they would be a radical goodness come out of mankind. It would be such, if the devil was taken out of the way, there'd be such a radical goodness, a radical change that would take place in our lives that the whole world would see it and the whole world would be a better place. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So that would be the result. The result is that if we could just get rid of the devil, they would be a virtue. We'd be a virtuous people. We'd have virtue. Hey, we'd be just like Jesus. Amen? If we could just get the devil out of the way, if we didn't have to deal with the devil, then we could have virtue. We'd be a virtuous people. Amen. Praise God. They'd be different. The circumstances would be different. See, the circumstances. See, that's why everything is so bad, Brother Jeff. It's not my fault, it's circumstances. It's the environment that I live in. Hello? You know, the people around me just make me crazy. Amen, come on. Amen. Hey, I just have a hard time dealing with these situations. It's not me, it's my environment. Have you ever heard that before? I hear that all the time. Well, preacher, if it wasn't for such and so, I'd be a total different person. So they say, I'd be like Jesus if we could just get rid of the devil. Then we'd be more like Christ. We'd be more Christ-like. Amen? You reckon that would work? God's going to give us an opportunity. That's what the world was saying. And God says, okay. Amen? God answered. He said, it shall be done. He said, I'm going to do that for you. Praise God. So Satan, the Bible tells us here, he said in chapter number 20, he said that God comes down. Said he takes Satan, he binds him up, amen, he casts him in the bottom pit, and he takes him out of the way and puts a seal upon him. For 1,000 years, the devil's going to be, he's going to be out of sight and out of the way. He's not going to have his presence here no more. Satan is in prison, praise God. He's no longer the deceiver of men, hello? I wonder what we're going to pack it off on then. Amen. Man is going to have to take full accountability for themselves. But I tell you today, if we would take full accountability for ourselves today, the world would be a different place. Amen. The world would be a different place because now we want to say, well, you know, it's everybody else and it's not me. I want to tell you this morning, young and old alike, each one of us are responsible for our own destiny. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I was raised this, I was raised that. Hey, I was raised in the home of a drunkard. Amen. I come up in an awful home, an awful place. But God Almighty, praise God, gave me an opportunity to rise above that. I didn't get caught up in it. I didn't get bogged down in it. God Almighty showed me a way, and I followed Him out. Amen. And He said, you could do the very same thing. So God's going to make a way. And then man will say, well, okay, Lord, you're going to get the devil out of the way. But now listen, we've been an old sinful nature, Brother Bill, for a long time. Amen. Mankind has been going down this road, taking this journey for many, many years. So Lord, Rome wasn't built in a day. So it's going to take several days for me to be recomposed and to manufacture myself into the likeness of my Savior. So it ain't just going to happen overnight, Lord. You know, salvation is a good thing. Justification is a good thing. Sanctification is a good thing. But praise God, it's going to take some time. So God says, okay, amen. Not only will I take the devil and get him out of the way where he's not going to bother you anymore. He's not going to be your excuse. He said, I'm going to give you 1,000 years to work it out. Amen. He's going to give humanity 1,000 years, praise God, to get right with God, to get perfect with God, to walk right with God. Amen. How long is it going to take me and you to get right with God? Amen. 1,000-year test. Praise the Lord, I'm going to be with Jesus. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm going to be there with Him. Glory to God. So 1,000 years, I'm going to give you 1,000 years. Because it is so deep-rooted in you. It's been there for so long. Praise God. He said, but during this probation, He said, not only am I going to do that, He said, but during this probation period. See, God's going to put us on probation. Amen. That's where you know, in probation, you answer to your probation officer. That's going to be Jesus, by the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, not only during this time of probation, He said, I'm going to give you something that's going to be there. He said, I'm going to give you the absolute influence of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God is going to be that magnificent power and influence on your life. Amen. You say, glory to God. Can you imagine the Holy Spirit of God just always there, just unctioning, like a cheerleader, just unctioning you and encouraging you on, saying, come on, you can do this. Amen. Pray God, don't listen to what people say. Go with God. Amen. Like a cheerleader. That's what we ought to be today. But Jeff, we ought to be cheerleaders for each other. We ought to be encouraging each other. Pray God, just go with God. Things ain't going right. Things is rough. Things is all out of hand. Pray God, just go with God. Trust the Lord. And God said during this probation period, said, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit to be a great influence on your life. He said, not only that. That's just part one. So part two said, I'm going to give you the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He said, I'm going to give you the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to be an absolute witness to you, to be an advocate for you. Glory to God, it don't get much better than that. You got the presence of the Holy Spirit. You got the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God says, during this time of probation, I'm going to give you that, praise God, with full authority. Amen? Going to be King of kings and Lord of lords. Going to rule with a rod of iron, praise God. All those that would persuade and discourage, praise the Lord, He'll be there to deal with it. Amen. What would it feel like to be free of that satanic influence? Have no devil around. Amen. Now I know some of you is thinking, man, if I could just get rid of my wife. Say, Lord, could you take... Amen. I'm meddling now, ain't I? Amen. Praise God. Hey, you ought to be thankful for that. Hey, you fellas, you ought to be thankful you got a woman to stick with you. Amen. She'd probably like to get rid of you. Praise God. But God said, hey, listen, go, just imagine what it'd be like with that satanic influence is taken away. It's gone. It's not going to assault you. It's not going to be there. You know, the one that stirs up that hatred. No, keep hatred and bitterness going in your heart. That one, gender strife between one another. That's what he does. See, the devil don't, he's a wily rascal. He doesn't have to sit on you all the time. He just comes by every now and then, praise God, and touches your heart, that through your head, amen, and gets you to thinking thoughts of malice towards somebody else. Amen? You say, but wouldn't it be great when he's gone? The one that gender strife, that one that's always causing turmoil. You got a lot of turmoil in your life? Amen? It's like it's everywhere. Everywhere there's just turmoil. And God said, hey, listen, wouldn't it be wonderful to have that one that genders that strife, genders that turmoil, pray God to be put out of the way. And then who are you going to blame it on? Amen? Who are we going to blame it on when the devil's gone? When the devil's not there no more? Praise God. Now he takes away, now the devil's put out of the way. Let's just get this lined up in the right road the way it needs to go. The devil, the angel from heaven comes down. He takes the devil, binds him up. He casts him into the pit. For 1,000 years, he's bound up. Amen. He's taken out of the way. And God puts us to the test. He puts mankind to the test. Not us, because I pray God, if you're a child of God, you're going to be with him. Amen. Praise God. You've done through the test, praise the Lord. You're going to be with the Lord during this time of testing. Praise God. But he takes him out of the way. He takes, puts the devil out of the way. And he gives us the Holy Spirit. He gives us the Jesus Christ, his very presence. Amen. But man still has that old evil heart of unbelief that we have to contend with. Amen. That's in us, that evil heart of uncontent that we have to deal with, that we have to contend with. Unbelief. Amen. Praise God. It's kind of like this. Once the devil's gone, he's put in that pit, he's bound up. Amen. And God gives us the Holy Spirit, and he gives us Christ himself. Then we're kind of like a powder keg. You know, a powder keg just waiting for somebody to light the fuse so it can explode. Is anybody like that in here this morning? Amen. I got hands going up. You didn't have to raise your hand. Amen. Praise God. But hey, at least they're honest. We're all like that. We're all just like a powder keg just waiting to explode. But God Almighty, brother Jeff, he says, I'm going to take the devil out of the way. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you the presence of Christ. He said, there's going to be that powder keg, praise God, because of unbelief, praise the Lord. But he said, that powder keg will be there, but it's not going to have a fuse. Amen. No place for a spark. Amen. So it's going to be there. That power is going to be there. But he said there's not going to be anything to ignite it. Praise the Lord. The only thing that's presence in the presence of your powder keg is the Holy Spirit of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. That's enough power to keep anybody from causing you to blow up. Amen. Praise God. So during the millennium, praise God, what we see is we see the prince and the power of the air, and he's dethroned. Amen. He's taken out of the way. And he's bound up. Amen. And he's put in a pit, a bottomless pit. Amen. He can't even find his way out of it. And then he's sealed up in there. Amen. People say, well, preacher, that's just spirit. That's not really what's going to happen. I praise God. Hey, listen, they'll say, well, yeah, that Satan, some people say, well, Satan's bound up now. Amen. If Satan's bound up now, I'd hate to see him when they cut him loose. Amen. The devil is present with his power all over the place. Amen. But one day that evil influence is going to be taken away. The prince and power of the air is going to be dethroned. And the Bible says that the prince of peace will be enthroned. Amen. He's going to be put on the throne, praise God, to rule and reign circumspectly with humanity. See, the whole world today, Every time you turn the TV on, every time you turn the news on, they're hollering, peace, peace, peace. Amen? And the Bible says, even says that they'll holler, peace, peace, but there'll be no peace. Listen, they may be little bitty fragments of peace in the world, but praise God, they will not be any universal peace till the Prince of Peace comes. Amen? Amen? That's when the promise is coming, with the Prince. When the Prince comes, comes peace. Until then, there'll be no peace on earth. Praise God. There'll be turmoil, war, rumors of war, and all those things, praise God. But when the Prince of Peace comes, universal peace will come. Amen. The Bible says that the nations will, all these war things that they're gathering together now, or they'll take them and they'll make them into agricultural products. They said yesterday, I was reading on the article, it said now that the government is talking to Ford Motor Company and Chevy and Chevrolet. They're wanting them to re-gear and their factories where they can begin to make war stuff. Make munitions and make things that we need to get our supplies back up that we've used and sent to Ukraine and in Russia and these other places. They're taking our tax money and saying, we need to take your tax money and we're going to have to use it to build more and more of these weapons so that we can defend ourselves, so that we can have peace. Amen. Kind of sounds silly, doesn't it? The more stuff you have. Amen. Look what he said. Let me just show you over Micah. Micah chapter number 4. Micah chapter number 4. Old Schofield's page 948. He said, many nations shall come and say, verse number 2, talking about the last days. Amen. He said, and many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. That sounds like they're going in the right direction, right? Amen. He said, for the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Amen. He's talking about in the universal kingdom, praise God, that's coming. Amen. Verse number 3, he said, and he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Wow. Praise the Lord. Won't that be something? Praise God. And then look at verse number 4, verse number 5. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. In other words, it's going to come to pass because God said so. Amen? Do you believe God today? Amen. Amen. I believe Him with all my heart. He said, for all people will walk everyone in the name of his God. And we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Praise God. Amen. He said, hey, listen, they won't be but one God. He'll be God Jehovah. And said everybody's going to be walking in their God. And that's going to be one God, God Jehovah. Praise God. And said walk in the name of our Lord, our God, forever and forever. So you see it's taking place here. God begins to put this into place. And we see God beginning to manifest that universal peace. Amen. There's no longer going to be any of the wars or rumors of wars. That's going to be a thing of the past. And men are going to desire, praise God, amen, for peace. They're going to take men are right now, men are made poor because of the need, because of the taxation that they have upon us, amen, to build all these militaries, amen. That's a great big part of our GDP is to provide military supplies. You know, airplanes and bombs and guns and ammunition and ships and all the crews that would be on them. Thousands upon thousands and millions upon millions and billions upon millions and trillions of dollars. Our government just asked for $1.2 trillion more dollars in order to restock our supplies of military. Amen? But he said there's coming a day. Micah says there's coming a day that that's going to be put aside. And there's no more people that's going to be poor because of the enormity of the debt, the taxes that we have to pay for weaponry. Amen? Praise God. It'll all go back in your pockets. We won't have to supply the armies and the navies, praise God, with these great war machines. Amen? We won't have to be spending millions and millions on research to build these gigantic war machines. I was reading an article a while back, and it's talking about them back in World War I, World War II. About 1917, I believe it was, or 1919. He said the United States made some great big massive ships, and they were called dreadnoughts. Amen? And they were put in commission, and they was only there for one purpose. But Jamie, they was there to cause utter destruction. They didn't have no small caliber guns. They had great big massive guns, and they was sent out to do great big massive destruction. Amen? And all that costs money. Amen? God said, I'm going to give you a 1,000 years of testing where all that stuff is going to be gone, praise God. There's only one of those ships that's left. And it's anchored down in Galveston, Texas, and it's used for a museum. Amen? It's got those massive guns, and they're trying to get funding up now to restore it and keep it as a memento of what we had during World War I, World War II. Amen? But he said there's coming a time that those things that are not going to be necessary. There's coming a time when all the ships are just going to be brought into the harbor, and they're going to sit there and they're going to begin to rust and decay in the harbors. They're going to take their glory, hallelujah. They're going to take their guns and their cannons off of them, and they're going to melt them down to make farm implements, praise God, so you and I can get back to the way it ought to be, get back to the ground in which we come from. Amen. In favor of a God, good God of heaven. Praise the Lord. It's coming. It's just right over there. Amen. He said it's playing out. Praise God. All that stuff, the great armies, the earth. Amen. They'll be disbanded. Praise God. In the pursuit of peace. Amen. All the politics will be gone. Amen. Because there's going to be one ruler and him one. Amen. Praise God. If there's any politicians, praise God, hey, listen, they'll not be in it for what they're in it. It seems like every one of them now is in it for personal gain. They go in there and they have to give their bank account when they go in, and they'll have, you know, maybe $40,000 or $50,000 to $60,000, and they come out 4 or 5 years or 6 years or 10 years later, and they're multimillionaires. Why? Because they go in for their own benefit. They're not in it for me and you, praise God, for the common good of America. But he said when this is all said and done, he said the politics is going to be out of it, praise God. Those that are dishonest, those that are in it for a dishonest gain, he said they're not going to be there no more. God's going to judge the hearts, and he'll know why we do what we do. Praise God. It'll all be different then. Amen. He said, hey, what he's going to do, he said, Micah says he's going to give us that peace from God, that perfect peace that comes when the peacemaker comes, when the one that Prince of Peace, when he comes. And we're going to have that peace, praise God. He said, not only have it, he said, we'll beat our war instruments into pruning hooks and pruning shears and things to do agriculture with. And we'll get back to basics, praise God. And we'll give God glory. We'll praise Him for His goodness, His mercy, and His love. Micah says, praise God, said, you'll go. Remember, you old folks, Brother Bill, Miss Geraldine, them, Brother Junior, Brother Ralph, you will remember, Miss Sally, maybe some of us that's older, remember a time when you used to work on the farm and you grew your food? Amen. You milked the cow and you took care of the farm stuff. And on Saturday evening or Sunday, praise God, you'd sit out on the porch and talk and life and smile, enjoy each other's company. Amen. Didn't have to worry about the things of this world and the decimation that's everywhere around us. Amen. Praise God. It was almost not there. He said, praise God, one day, he said, God's going to give us peace on earth. Praise God, when the peace giver comes. He said, we're going to have absolute peace, praise God. And it's going to be a perfect peace. And he says, Micah says, hey, listen, not only is they're going to beat their power, their weaponry into farm implements, but he said they're going to sit and they're going to have their own vine and their own gardens and their own thing. Praise God. And they're going to sit in the shade of their own trees like it used to be. Praise God. Like God designed it to be. Remember, the Bible said that he walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the garden. Amen. They had worked in the garden. They'd done what they need to do in the cool of the garden, cool of the day. God would walk them out and say, that's going to be, it's going to be again. In the cool of the day, God's going to commune with us. The presence of the Holy Spirit in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be there with us. Glory, hallelujah. And the saints of God's going to be there worshiping, praising God. We're going to be there to minister with Him. Amen. Bless His holy name. What an opportunity. We'll get to see things that we could only imagine. Amen. What a glorious thing. Boy, it just excites my mind to think about what my eyes will behold one day when my Lord Jesus Christ takes control. Amen. He said that, you know, the Bible says, and if he says that through Him all things consist, it's all held together. Without Him, all things are made by Him. Without Him is nothing made. And He knows what's needed to hold it together. He knows what's needed to bring it back the way it ought to be. So He's going to make it perfect. He's going to make peace. He's going to make it a place of joy. A place it's a privilege to live and praise God. Amen. For 1,000 years, there's going to be a test. But listen, after the end of that 1,000 years, the end of that 1,000 years, he said the devil has to be released. Amen. He has to be released. He said when the 1,000 years are expired, in other words, when time's up, the test is over. He said Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Amen. When the test is finished, I just wonder how is humanity going to, how are we going to score when the test is finished? Amen. So he'll be loose for us, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, together to battle the numbers whom is as the sand of the sea. Can you imagine that? After 1,000 years of perfect peace and harmony and goodness and perfection, Mankind's heart is so embittered, so caught up in unbelief, that they will be deceived of the devil. Because a whole lot of people that are in subjection to the Lord are there because of who He is. Amen? But not because of who they'd like for Him to be. The Lord and Savior, the Lord of their lives. The one that can dictate to them and help them, praise God, through this walk of life. But all the time, they're serving Him because they have to. They're not serving Him because they'd like to. I wonder today why we're doing what we do. Are you doing it because you like to? Or are you doing it because you think you have to? Amen? A lot of people say, well, we got to get up and get the children ready. We got to go to church. Amen? You're teaching your kids wrong. You ought to get them up and say, hey, come on, let's get ready. We get to go to church today. Amen. It ought to be something that's exciting. We get to go. Amen. God's provided us a place. God's offered us fellowship. But He said there's so many in the world that's going to begrudge even the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ Himself, His presence. And when the devil comes up and he says, hey, listen, why don't you just go with me? Let's just bust out of this. Let's just do our own thing. So I won't put no restrictions on you. You can just live according to your flesh. And I won't say nothing about it. And he said they're just going to come out of woodwork everywhere. And they're going to follow Satan, the devil, the old deceiver. Amen? But I want to tell you, he's on the losing side. Amen? He is on the losing side. That 1,000-year test, he said, there's a whole lot of people that's going to fail it. Going to fail it after all that time. Amen. You say, well, preacher, who's going to pass it? Those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ, just like we do now. Amen. Believe on Lord Jesus Christ with your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, all your heart, praise God. Just believe on who He is and what He is and what He wants to do for you. Amen. With the thought in our minds of praise God, what we can do for Him. Amen. What do you do for the Lord? I mean, he come lived and Lord lived. He come was born of a virgin, lived, loved us, died for us, rose for us, sits at the right hand for us, make intercession for us. What do we do for him? What do you do for him? Amen. You tell people about him. You ought to brag on him every day. You ought to look for opportunity to brag on Jesus. Let me tell you what Jesus did for us. Amen. Let me tell you what Jesus did for us. He loved us enough that He died for us. And He didn't stay dead. He got up victorious over death and the grave. He did that for us. Tell your schoolmates. They say, He did that for you. Did you know that? He loves you. He did that for you. He died for you. He got up for you. He said, through Him you can have life and have it in abundance. An abundant life. God says, that's what I want for the people. That's why He gives us in the volume of the book. That's why He tells us this. That's why He lays it out for us. He said, it's through faith we have to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In every aspect, in every area of our life, we have to trust the Lord. Amen. Because even when we come to the end, even when we come down to the test, there's going to be a whole lot of people that's going to fail the test. Amen. They're going to fail the test. 1,000-year test. That's a long time to be tested. Amen. But there's still going to be a whole lot of people that'll fail that test. I wonder today if the test that God's got going on in your life, are you passing or failing? Amen? Are you passing or failing? Every one of us has got a test going on in our life today. Got a test and see what we'll do. We go through things, praise God, and like I say, we want to pack it off on the devil, but it ain't always the devil. A lot of it's just me and you. The Lord's ministering to our hearts. He's wanting to help us. Are we wanting to let Him? He said, if we'd let Him today, praise God, we'll pass the test. We'll finish well. These countries all over the country today, over in Iran, they're being killed for their faith. Because they accepted Lord Jesus Christ in these underground churches and stuff. And if they find out, they're killing them. They're executing them by the thousands because they claim a faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. How's your faith today? Do you have the faith to stand when it comes to a time of turmoil, comes to a time of trouble, comes to a time of decision making? Do we just put our faith in the Lord? Say, you know what? The Lord loves me and He's promised me to give me a blessed hope. And I'm just going to trust Him with every fiber in me because He makes that difference. Amen. How would you pass the test? Would you pass it with flying colors? Amen. I love Jesus and Jesus loves me. Big old smile on your face. Or would you say, well, I don't know. I'm going to tell you this. It's time to be way past indecision. It's time to be to a place where we've made a decision for Christ. Amen. Because He has already offered us, He's already promised us victory. Lord said, I'm going to grant your request one day. He said, I'm going to take the devil plumb out of the way. And I'm going to give you an opportunity for this old world in which we live. Amen. We have the same opportunity today to make a choice. And I think I'm like old Jeremiah, me and my house, I'm just going to choose the Lord. I'm going to go with Jesus. Amen. What about you?